We wanted the public to see Antonio's work in the context of Tosco. There were a dozen or so Keith Smiths working during that time, so we hoped to foreground Tosco and the work of these Smiths and then open it up and really look very deeply at the taller of Antonio.
Betsy Quick says after the Mexican Revolution in the early 1900s, artists stopped looking to Europe for inspiration and looked to the traditions of their pre-Hispanic world, then added a modern twist.
And this was this modernist notion, the modernist impulse that you see so beautifully expressed in the work of Antonio.
Antonio Pineda fused traditional techniques with innovative concepts. He was one of Tosco's first silversmiths to design silver jewelry with precious stones. His pieces have a strong, heavy look with simple lines that are almost Art Deco, and they became a high-end fashion choice in the 1940s and 50s. I had Pineda show me around the collection and describe some of his creations.
Stone, obsidian and some others, jade, that one piece doesn't look to another one.
As an artist, when you say that something is successful, what's your criteria?
Magica cosmica.
Cosmic magic, he says, as he compares his relationship with silver to a romantic love affair. It's the artist's soul, what he feels, what makes him happy. He says success lies in being satisfied with your work.
And typically, how long was the time from the moment you finished drawing to the moment you held the piece in your hand?
3 days. Here my brother used to check exactly what I wanted. If there was something that was not well done, he used to destroy it.
Pero no, 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 en 3 días, como dicen.
Bruno Pineda is Antonio's younger brother. He says it took more like a week or 10 days. And that fast turnaround meant there were always new pieces in the store that kept Hollywood and Mexican stars coming back. Antonio Pineda remembers a funny story about one of Mexico's silver screen icons, Maria Felix.
Estaba filmando una película.
He says she was shooting a film in Tosco. At my store, I had a collection of jewelry inside a locked display case, things that weren't for sale. Maria Felix fell in love with an opal ring inside the case. The film director wanted to give it to her as a gift. Now, I was upstairs in my studio, and it took me 5 minutes to get to them. And in that time, they got impatient, and with his fist, the director broke the glass to get the ring. He says, what could I do? If I would have told the film director the ring wasn't for sale, he would have punched me too. Antonio Pineda's exhibit is called Silver Seduction, and it'll be at UCLA's Fowler Museum through March. For more information, go to kpcc.org and click on Off Ramp. For Off Ramp, I'm Patricia Nazario.